What's up, family?
Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of PJ's Take. It's been a minute, so I hope all is well with y'all. And today's topic of discussion is something that I feel like is pretty important, because I feel like we all experience this in one sense or another, and I feel like we all have to grasp this on some level, and that's taking wins and losses in our lives, right? So, to win, what does that mean? What does it mean to win to you? To me, that means to be successful in something, to be victorious, to have a positive outcome about something. Like, for example, you finally getting that promotion on your job after such a long time. Your loved one coming back safe from that deployment that had you stressing out, or that traumatic experience that left scars, but you still made it out alive to tell your story. Or even your favorite sports team winning the championship. The confirmation is so sweet, because that whole situation that you was in, it has you very anxious. Anxious to see your loved one again after all that time. Anxious to see if you made rank. Anxious to see if you got that promotion on your job. Anxious to see your little kid succeed. Anxious to see your team finally win. Those wins sound good and all, but life's not always going to go our way. I'm sure y'all have seen that. Y'all have already experienced that. But that's when defeat tries to creep in. And what I'm trying to say is, sometimes we need to lose to win. Sometimes we have to lose to win. So if you follow basketball, you know that back in 2015, the Golden State Warriors won the championship for the first time in about 40 years. It's a long time. They fought hard, they pushed through, despite all the critics, despite the adversity, and they got that victory. So afterwards, how do you think they felt? They had joy, they had relief, they were happy, and they celebrated, because it was finally time to relax. They got what they was looking for. So fast forward to 2016, things were still going their way. They actually made history by going 73-9. That's the best history in NBA history, best record in NBA history. And they even went back to the finals for the second consecutive year. And all was good. They was in a good mood. They was happy. They thought, man, we finna get another ring back to back. But then the unexpected happened. They lost all that momentum. Injuries hurt them. Some people got, you know, suspended. And they blew a 3-1 lead in the finals. They were in shock. They got sent home. They were full of regrets, full of anger, and they felt defeated. But after the game, Curry, in the interview, he said this. He said, "You got to remember what that loss looks like, so next time you can come back stronger, because that's all we can do." He said, "You got to come back stronger, because that's all we can do." But during that offseason, after they blew that 3-1 lead, the Warriors had to keep a high level of trust in their coaches, their owners, their GMs, their management, pretty much, like the people above them, people who had authority. They had to keep a high level of trust in that authority. They had to trust that things were under control and that the authority would work things out for the good of the team. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And then they eventually signed KD and went on to win back-to-back championships. And that goes back to what I said before. Sometimes you have to lose to win. But if you think about it, our life is just like that story of the Warriors. But there's two different ways. There's probably more, but to me, there's two different ways that you can respond to defeat.
The first option is the easy way. The first option is you throw in the towel and you just give up on all your ambitions when things don't go your way. And that's easy to do, because if you keep doing that, you're not going to grow. And you not growing means you're not being challenged. And I can tell you that's a fact, because that used to be me for the longest time. The option number two, just like the Warriors kept that high level of trust in their authority and those GMs and those coaches and that management, we've got to have a high level of faith in God. Even, actually, I'll take that back. Even faith the size of a mustard seed, and things are tiny. We got to have faith in God that He's going to make all things right, that He's going to make all the right moves in our lives. So, Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." So, what does that mean? What does all things mean? That means everything. That means every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every test, good or bad. Some stuff God allows to teach us a lesson. Other stuff He allows to convict us. But He wants what's best for us. And ultimately, that's a relationship with Him, right? Because when you're right with God, you don't have to stress, lose your mind, lose control, go crazy, go buck wild when you see a loss in life. Whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever illness there is, it don't matter. But I say that to say this. This is my take. Nobody ever said that this walk in life would be easy. So we got to understand that instead of trying to handle those losses on our own and work things out on our own and just keep it bottled up, you need to cast your care on God and watch Him work it out for your good, for my good, because He's intentional. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's never failed. So I want to thank y'all for giving your boy a listen today. I know it's been a minute, but I appreciate your time. And you can find me on the Instagrams at PJFinley7. And I'll see y'all next time. We're going to talk about growing pains. So peace and bless up.